questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have a very special guest speaker, Dr. Hujjatul Islam, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
That's all right. The phrase Ali Yasin in the Holy Quran, Shaykh. By this phrase in the Holy Quran, who we are exactly addressing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, the phrase that is now in the Quran, and I mean the main recitation of the Quran is Ali Yasin, and we do not have Ali Yasin recited in the Noble Book of Quran, but I will refer to other recitations of this verse. This is mentioned in chapter As-Saffat, verse 130, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun ala Al-Yasin, peace be upon Al-Yasin. Now, first of all, about the recitations of this verse, we know that we have at least seven different recitations of the Noble Book of Quran.
Yes.
And it's been a matter of discussion among both Shia and Sunni scholars of recitation of the Quran and exegesis of the Quran, how we need to recite the verse. Is it Ali Yasin or Ali Yasin, or there might be other,
or even Elias, maybe the prophet Elias, isn't it?
According to the recitation of Ali Yasin, there are two explanations. One of them is that it is another name for Prophet Elias. Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, the famous recitation of this verse is Ali Yasin, but there is another recitation according to which it is Ali Yasin. Now, we know that we have a prophet called Elias. There is no doubt about that. And of course, there are discussions about the biography of, some of the biographical points of this prophet and whether he is the same prophet as Idris or a different prophet. We're not going to talk about that discussion. But now the point is that who is Ali Yasin and who are Ali Yasin? So mm-hmm. We have two recitations. The famous one is Ali Yasin.
Okay.
And the other one is Ali Yasin.
Yes. Oh,
so if you recite it like Ali Yasin, who is referring to, or who are the people meant by Ali Yasin?
Yes.
The first viewpoint, which according to Tabari, the famous Sunni scholar, many reciters of Mecca, Kufa, Basra, they recited the verse Ali Yasin together. So it's not two words, it is Ali Yasin. And they believe that it is another name for Prophet Elias. And they have some arguments because they believe that in some cases, the Hebrew words, when they come into Arabic languages, they may have two different pronunciations. For example, we have for some of the angels, for one of the angels, we have Mikal and Mikael. For Prophet Abraham, we have two names in Arabic, Ibrahim or Abraham or Abraham.
Yes.
We have Tur Sina, and another pronunciation is Sinin. So they say that Elias has as a prophet, we have two Arabic words for it. One of them is Elias, and the other is Ali Yasin. So the first viewpoint is that Ali Yasin in this verse is exactly referring to the prophet that we know, and his name is Elias. And of course, as I mentioned, some people believe that it is referring to the same Idris.
That's right.
Tabari himself seems that he believes in the same viewpoint. He says that this verse is referring to the efforts done by this prophet, Elias, and he brings some narrations from the companions of the prophet and Tabi'un, meaning those people who did not see the prophet, rather they saw the companions of the prophet.
Yes.
They believe that Eliasin is one of the names of Prophet Elias, who is one of the prophets of the children of Israel.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا باب.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So Prophet Yasin refers to Elias, and El might refer to the people of Elias. Or
no,
no.
The first viewpoint is that no, Eliasin is the same, is another name for Elias.
For Elias itself.
Like we have Mikael, Mikael, we have Sina, Sinin. Elias has, the prophet Elias, as one of the prophets in Banu Israel, has two pronunciations in Arabic language.
Yes.
One of them is Elias and the other is Eliasin. The second viewpoint is that Eliasin does not mean the prophet Elias himself. Rather, it means those people who are attributed to Prophet Elias. We know that in Arabic language, when we want to... in that case, Eliasin is the plural form of Elias. And Ya Nun here is referring to the fact that Eliasin is, a plural word. So this viewpoint, which has been also mentioned by Tabari, is referring to this point that Eliasin is referring to those people who are attributed to Elias.
Yes.
Meaning that, his family or his companions and those who followed him. So Elias is one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eliasin is referring to those people who followed him,
okay,
or maybe his family members who followed him.
And since this phrase, as you said, is repeated in Surah Safat, isn't it?
It's been mentioned only once in
one Surah Safat. And the chapter Safat is usually about the stories from different prophets,
exactly,
of Allah. So it seems it could be Elias. The main guess is that Yasin could be the Elias.
Yeah, not Yasin, Eliasin in this verse,
yes,
for sure. The main idea is that it is referring to Prophet Elias himself.
That's right.
The second viewpoint is that it is referring to the family and the followers of Prophet Elias.
Uh-huh.
And these two viewpoints are based on the recitation of Eliasin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third viewpoint is regarding those people, belongs to the people who have followed the other recitation of this verse, which is Eliasin. So, as I mentioned, there are two viewpoints about the recitation of this verse. According to the famous recitation, it is Eliasin. But according to another recitation, we have Eliasin. So, mainly those people who believe in the recitation of Eliasin, they believe that Yasin, according to the Noble Book of Quran in chapter Yasin, is one of the names of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And it's been mentioned in some of the narrations in both Shia and Sunni collections of hadith.
That's right.
That Yasin is one of the names of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. It's been quoted in some of the narrations. So in based on this explanation, Ali Yasin is referring to the progeny of the Prophet.
Yes.
And we know that it is referring to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So according to this explanation, this verse is one of the verses talking about the holy progeny of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
That's right.
So these are the main three viewpoints. And regarding the last viewpoint according to which it is Ali Yasin referring to the family of the Prophet, one point that may confirm this fact is that Ali Yasin, according to some narrations, is one of the names for the progeny and for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. In that case, we have one of the very famous ziyara texts for Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which is known as Ziyarat Ali Yasin.
Yes.
And it begins with Salamun ala Ali Yasin, peace be with the progeny of Yasin, referring to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this ziyara also may confirm the viewpoint according to which it should be recited as Ali Yasin. Of
yes.
course, this is not the famous one.
Okay.
But those people who believe in this recitation, as I mentioned, they believe in it referring to the Ahlul Bayt. And this ziyara text may also confirm this viewpoint. But as I mentioned, there is no doubt
yes.
about the fact that the famous recitation is Al Yasin. And the final point is that, according to some scholars, it's not contradicting to believe that a verse may refer to different meanings and
yes.
layers of meaning. So
okay.
Al Yasin, in the first stage, and in the first
yes.
apparent layer of the meaning, it's referring to a prophet. But another, more profound layer of the meaning of the same
yes.
word may refer to the progeny of our prophet, which are the Ahlul Bayt.
And can we say that since the Ahlul Bayt were the continuation of prophethood, the imamate, and this surah, one of the main concepts and the phrases is about the concept of, we can say, Nabuwwah and monotheism, and names the prophets exactly. So the Ahlul Bayt are the continuation as Ali Yasin or Prophet Muhammad. So this is a continuation of the ways and the path of prophethood?
It's a good point, but based on the explanation that I mentioned,
yes.
it's not in accordance with the apparent meaning of the verses.
Yes.
It is based on the deeper
hidden
understanding
meaning,
of the verses
yes.
mentioned by the narration of the Ahlul Bayt.
Thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
Karimi, it was very kind of you. Really, I enjoyed talking to you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن